Good morning, listeners, and welcome to the programme Professions on Air. Today, we are going to speak with a professional interpreter about his challenging job. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Eddie.
Frank, please tell us a bit about your experience.
Well, I've been working as a professional interpreter for 15 years now. I speak Spanish, French and English, and I usually work with top executives who have to negotiate contracts, buy or sell parts of the company, or close important deals of thousands or even millions of euros. When I'm at a meeting, I represent the company that has hired me, so I must be very professional and accurate to make a good impression on everyone.
What's the most difficult part of your job?
Some people think that being an interpreter is for those who are native in two languages, but I have seen some bilingual speakers who turned out to be bad translators. Of course, it is a huge advantage knowing the ins and outs of a language, but you must be constantly alert and have a good memory, and above all, be extremely clear and precise when you speak. You also have to avoid misinterpretations, both in business and social situations.
And how do you do that?
Since I'm not native in English, I have to study hard every day to learn vocabulary and expressions that you never come across in your own language. Words related to disciplines such as medicine, extreme sports, gastronomy, architecture, botany, even physics, depending on the client or the business. And studying all this information, all this new vocabulary, is quite stressful sometimes.
And what is the most rewarding or interesting part of your job?
Well, sometimes I feel like a referee in a football match. I'm always judging what people say, and I'm always having to think on the spot. But the most rewarding part is that if they speak about business and only business, if they do not mention you, you've stayed in the background, and after the meeting, they walk out, they shake your hand, and you know you've done a good job, and you can be really pleased with yourself.
Is that the only advantage?
Well, to be honest, if you work well, you can also make good money too.